Nebraska. Annex State Warren Law. On April 14, 2026, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen signed into law a new state-level worker adjustment and retraining notification, WARN Act, which requires employers with 100 or more employees to provide 90-day advance notice of mass layoffs and covered business closings. Quick hits. A new law in Nebraska, Legislative Bill 921, requires employers with 100 or more workers to provide notice at least 90 days before a mass layoff or business closing. The law stipulates certain information that must be included in the layoff notices and how the notices may be delivered. The law will take effect on July 18, 2026. Nebraska's Mini-WARN Act, enacted under Legislative Bill LB 921, defines mass layoff as a reduction in employment force that is not the result of a business closing and results in an employment loss at a single site of employment during any 30-day period of 100 or more employees, not including part-time employees. A business closing means the permanent or temporary shutdown of a single site of employment of one or more facilities or operating units that will result in an employment loss for 100 or more employees other than part-time employees. The law defines employment loss as an employment termination other than a discharge for cause, voluntary separation, or retirement, a layoff exceeding 6 months, or a reduction in hours of more than 50% of work of individual employees during each month of a 6-month period. This does not include instances when a business closing or mass layoff is the result of a relocation or business consolidation, and the employee has an opportunity to transfer within a reasonable commuting distance with no more than a 6-month break in employment. The definition of part-time employee includes employees who are employed for an average of less than 20 hours per week, and any employees, including full-time employees, who are employed for less than 6 of the 12 months preceding the date on which notice is required. 90 days prior to the implementation of a mass layoff or covered business closing, WARN notices must be provided to affected employees or their bargaining representative, if unionized, and the Nebraska Department of Labor, NDOL. The Nebraska WARN notices must contain the following information: the name and address of the worksite where the business closing or mass layoff will occur, the name and telephone number of a company official to contact for further information, a statement indicating whether the planned action is expected to be permanent or temporary, and if the entire business is to be closed, a statement to that effect, the expected date of the first employment loss, and the anticipated schedule for employment losses, the job titles of positions to be affected, and the names of all employees currently holding the affected jobs, and copies of all employee handbooks, personnel policies, and employment-related policies applicable to the affected employees, or a statement identifying the specific online location where such handbooks or policies can be accessed. In addition, the notice provided to the NDL must contain the addresses of affected employees and, if applicable, a statement that the employees are covered by a collective bargaining agreement. Employers may send written notices by any reasonable method designed to ensure receipt at least 90 days before a layoff, including by first-class mail, email, online company portal, or inserting the notice into pay envelopes. The employer also must post the notice in a conspicuous location in every language spoken by at least 5% of the workforce. For WARN calculations and notice purposes, it is recommended that remote employees be included with the location assigned as their home base, the location from which their work is assigned, or the worksite to which they report. Even though part-time employees are not included in the calculation for triggering WARN notice requirements, they are entitled to receive advance notice of a mass layoff or business closing when they are impacted. Additional notice is required when the date of the planned closing or mass layoff changes. Postponements of 30 days or less from the originally announced date require notices to include reference to the earlier notice, the date to which the planned action is postponed, and the reasons for the postponement. Postponements of more than 30 days require entirely new notices. When the subsequent notice is given, the employer must provide an explanation for why it reduced the notice period. Nebraska's law provides an exception to the notice requirements for business closings and mass layoffs if there is a natural disaster, such as an earthquake, flood, tornado, storms, or drought, or unforeseeable business circumstances, meaning a circumstance caused by some sudden, dramatic, and unexpected action or condition outside the employer's control. For business closings only, the notice period is not required when the business closing follows failed efforts to obtain adequate capital or financing. Nebraska's law differs from the Federal Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification, WWRN. Act in certain details. Nebraska specifically permits pay in lieu of notice. The federal law does not preempt Nebraska's law. Nebraska is one of a growing number of states that have enacted their own mini-WARN acts in recent years, including Maryland, Ohio, and Washington. Many of the state laws have more stringent requirements than those in the federal law. Next steps. Nebraska's WARN provisions will take effect on July 18, 2026. Employers may wish to ensure that their records of employees' names, job titles, and locations are accurate. They may wish to update any notice templates and posters to ensure compliance with the new law. For businesses planning a reduction in force in the near future, it may be necessary to adjust the timing to allow for a 90-day notice period. Aggregation of multiple reductions in force during a 90-day period may be required. Employers that violate the state law may be fined up to $100 for each day of the violation. There is no private right of action under the Nebraska Mini-WARN Law. Ogletree Deacon's RIF Watt WARN Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Nebraska and Reductions in Force blogs as additional information becomes available. In addition, the Ogletree Deacon's client portal covers updates on a wide range of state and federal laws on terminations and reductions in force, including WARN and mini-WARN laws such as Nebraska's new law. The portal will soon feature new notice documents available to advanced and premium subscribers who also have access to step-by-step task walkthroughs on terminations and RIFs and closures. All clients have access to snapshots and updates. For more information on the client portal or a client portal subscription, please reach out to clientportal@ogletree.com. David L. Zweisler is a shareholder in Ogletree Deacon's Denver office. This article was co-authored by Leah J. Shepard, who is a writer in Ogletree Deacon's Washington, D.C. office. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn. Instagram, what? Webinars. Podcasts.